Hey, welcome everybody. I hope you're having a great day and a great week. Welcome to all of our visitors, all of our subscribers, and to my Living Faith family. Mwah, bless you. Well, I've got some announcements before we jump into the Word for a few minutes. First of all, our men's ministry is continuing their monthly small group, and the theme is I Am More Than a Conqueror. All men ages 16 and older are invited to join on Saturday, October 25th at 10 a.m. Come out and bring a friend and receive a powerful word to set you free from sexual bondage. Also, the Heirs Together Marriage Ministry is inviting all married couples to join us for another exciting session of The Language of Love. This will be session 4. This is a chance to strengthen your marriage bond and to connect with other couples. It's happening Friday, October 31st at 7 o'clock p.m. via Zoom. This will be a Zoom meeting. To register, you can register on our website at www.lfccnj.com and click on events. They can't wait to share some time together. All right, our food ministry. Applications are being accepted for our upcoming Thanksgiving food drive. You can sign up or fill out an application on our website, or you can fill out an application in person. Distribution of all food boxes, will take place on Saturday, November 15th from 10 a.m. to noon. The last day that we accept applications or for you to register is Wednesday, October 29th. That's for our Thanksgiving food drive. For more information, you can please call the church at 856-661-8110, extension 275. Also, all donations, we're accepting donations to offset the cost for the food drive. All right. You can fill out our pink envelopes on our outreach ministry. You can designate an amount there. Okay. Also, lastly, I want to make you aware of an event. If you're familiar with the Kingdom Chamber of Commerce, they're having their 21st annual business conference on Thursday, October 23rd and Friday, October 24th. They're having some anointed speakers. One in particular, his name is Prophet Miles Kilby. He was actually featured on It's Supernatural with Sid Roth. If you want to register, you can register at kingdomchamberofcommerce.org. To register for this business conference, you can register at kingdomchamberofcommerce.org. And of course, this event is hosted by Paul and Angela Pipersburg. All right, everybody. So we're going to get into the Word of God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We thank you for your Word. Your Word is everything to us. Your Word changes our lives. And in the process, it changes us. So we just thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence in our midst and amongst all of these devices tonight. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you would give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. We thank you in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight I want to share some scriptures from Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. And I'm going to be sharing the word and encouraging you to let the Lord help you. God is a good God. God is a good God. Sunday, I was talking about how we have to learn how to rest in the finished work of God. God is a finisher. And then what he does is he places us in what he has finished. And of course, we know that we're saved by grace. It's not of works. It's not of anything that we've done. It's by grace. Amen. And so we're learning how that it's not us working that makes the difference. It's because of the work that God has done. And he finished creation. He put man into his finished work. And God rested. Jesus did what his assignment was here on the earth. He finished what he did so that we could get saved and walk in his finished work. Okay, that puts us in the kingdom of God. It puts us in the family of God. And then Jesus sent the Holy Spirit here in the earth so he could do his work. So what I'm talking about tonight, when we look at Philippians, we're talking about the work that the Holy Spirit does in us. Amen? So let's look at Philippians chapter 2, starting in verse 12. All right? Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God, this is where I want us to focus, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Verse 14, do all things without complaining and disputing. Verse 15, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. All right, so I want to talk about, it says in verse 13, it says, for it is God who what? Who works in you. The King James Version, the original King James Version, uses the word worketh. That word worketh is present tense. No matter when we read it, no matter what day it is, no matter what year it is, no matter what is going on in our lives, God worketh. It's always present. God, through the Spirit that lives on the inside of us, is always working. That word worketh, it's where it's the Greek word energio. I may be mispronouncing it, but let's go with that. Energio or energeo. I'm not a Greek scholar, so I really don't know. But you get my drift, as they say. But that word energio is where we get the word energy. Energy. Anybody need some energy? Praise God. I know we take vitamins and stuff, but we need Holy Ghost energy. So that word, it means energio. It means to be operative. It means to be at work or active. It means to put forth power. It means to be mighty in. It means effectual, meaning it produces. It also means to work or work for or aid one, okay? In other words, let's put it this way. I'll just say it this way. God worketh, that word worketh, it means the divine energy put forth to effectually bring forth a tangible, noticeable change, right? So in other words, so we all should know by now that we cannot change ourselves. We cannot change ourselves. I don't know about you, but I've tried. And I need God's help. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. That's the truth, because that's what Jesus said. And I don't know about you, but I believe him. Without him, I can do nothing. And so we all should know by now that we cannot change ourselves, just like we couldn't save ourselves. We can't change ourselves. Now, God, he lovingly accepts us into his family. He accepts us into the kingdom of God. He accepts us as his dear son. But Lord knows, right, that we need some fixing. We need some changing. Amen. And although he loves us, he knows that we are not finished developing. We know that we are all to be conformed into Jesus' image, right? So thank God that once we become born again, there is a flow of divine power. This is what this is saying. For it is God who worketh in us. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. That God is working in us, meaning there is, at the moment that we get born again, a matter of fact, we get born again by God working in us. It's supernatural. And so that word worketh, it implies there is a flow of divine power and energy that God releases in us in order to bring change, in order to bring change. So God constantly releases a flow on the inside of us. And we need to understand this so that we can flow with the flow, with the flow of power and the flow of energy that God continuously works in us. Remember that word worketh is present tense. It's always happening. This is such good news for us. And so this flow of divine power and supernatural energy is working in us to bring changes to our character, to bring changes in our behavior, right? And to cause changes so that we can be like Jesus and be like God the Father. Amen? So that word, so that power is always, it's always working. It's always active. Okay, so that's a big deal. It doesn't turn off. It doesn't turn on. God is always ready to help us with the power that he has put on the inside of us. Now notice that this power is God working in us both to will and to do his good pleasure. Amen? So that word good pleasure, now we already know working means energy. It means supernatural energy. It means a supernatural flow of power that's flowing through us, and it's given to us to help us. And it's God working in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. All right. Now, good pleasure in these verses, in this verse, good pleasure, it means number one, it's a deep satisfaction. So number one, God is working in us with deep satisfaction. In other words, it's God's pleasure. It means deep satisfaction. It's a combination of EU, which means deep satisfaction, and dokia, which means pleasure. So this is saying that God himself, it's his good pleasure. It gives him deep satisfaction and pleasure to work in us so that we will. Now, will is our want to. We always need God. Again, we can't do anything without him. So his power, his energy is working in us. In other words, we don't have to do this by ourselves. Amen. We frustrate ourselves because we try to do things by ourselves, but we are not called to do things by ourselves. We can't. We need God's supernatural power. So God, it is God who works in us, actively works in us to cause us to want to do, not just want to do, but to do. In other words, and do, that word do, it also means to cause us to have intentions to do God's will. So let me just read my notes. It's God's deep satisfaction and pleasure to work with our, forgive me, I'm just trying to, you know, use words to hit home. It's God's deep satisfaction and pleasure to work with our blemished, knucklehead, stubborn, quirky, fearful, selfish selves by releasing his divine power and supernatural energy that makes permanent changes in us. Anybody want to change permanently? Anybody, you're struggling with some ugly characteristics in your life? You got some ugly things still going on with your character, right? And your behavior. And God, He is with us and in us to help us overcome these things. Amen? But there is some discomfort in that. There's discomfort in that. For example, you have, let's say you have, you like, let's say you're a gossiper, okay? You're a gossiper. You talk about people, right? This is something that you've always done. You have a desire to do it. You like to do it, right? But you know deep down that that is not God. It's not God. So that means that there at those times in your life. Now we can. It's funny how we can pray for things. We say, God, help me, help me, help me to forgive, help me to not gossip. And then when his inner J-O begins to convict you to help you to stop gossiping, we start getting upset, right? We get uncomfortable. Why? Because our flesh doesn't want to do it. You know, verse 14, it says, do all things, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Then, once we purpose to do, it says in verse 14, do all things without complaining and disputing. The King James Version says, this is the New King James, the King James Version says, do all things without murmuring and disputing. In other words, look, I can't tell you how many times God has been dealing with me with a character flaw, with a bad habit, let's say being negative, anything like that. Just having a negative attitude, not being thankful, not being grateful, right? And I found you can find yourself going back and forth with God, which is what these two words, when you look up the definition of these two words, when you're murmuring, that it's an inward thing. Let me see. To murmur, it's the Greek word gorgosmos, and it's an expression of dissatisfaction. It means grumbling. Now, it means grumbling or muttering negatively in a low tone of voice, or even grumbling and mumbling and complaining in your mind and going back and forth. The word disputing, it means inward skepticism. It means inward criticism, right? It means that as God's inner J-O is working in us to do what we need to do to change, because he's trying to help us. He's going to give us instruction. He's going to tell us no. He's going to tell us stop, right? And then we go back and we're like mentally arguing with God. Let's say you like to argue, right? Okay. Some people like to argue. You just used to arguing. You love to argue. You have to prove your point, right? You just want to keep going back and forth. And then the Holy Spirit tells you to just be quiet. Just be quiet. Just leave the room. Just stop. Just change the subject. The Holy Spirit will tell you all sorts of things to get you to stop that negative action or that negative characteristic, right? And he's trying to tell you, you need to stop. You need to stop that. Let's say if you like drinking alcohol, he's going to tell you, when you go reach for a glass, when you go to pour, or when you pull up to that liquor store, he's going to tell you, you need to just turn the car back on and drive right back out of this parking lot. He's trying to tell you. And then you start saying, well, how come I can't have a drink? Other Christians drink, and you're going through all this mental argument. You're arguing with God mentally. You're arguing with him in your heart, not realizing his inner jail is trying to help you. You may have even prayed before, God, please help me stop drinking. Maybe you like food, right? And the Holy Spirit, you ask God, you know, at some point, I'm sure you're going to ask God, God, please, you need to help me to stop eating like this. God, I don't want to overeat anymore. I want to be healthy. I want to be fit. I want to be active. And I need to stop eating so much. Well, then when you open the refrigerator, right, and the Holy Spirit, he's working in you and telling you, just close the refrigerator. Close the refrigerator. Close the refrigerator. Go in your bedroom and get ready for tomorrow. Or go read your Bible. Or get a carrot. You know, something like that. But the thing is, we have to realize that it's not just our conscience. It's God who's helping us. He's speaking to us. He's given us direction. And but we don't notice it. And so it causes us to resist God. Listen, God can't help us. Or let me put it this way. In order for God's supernatural power and supernatural assistance to help us, we have to cooperate. We can't resist God and what he's trying to work in us, right? So remember, God's working in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. Of course, he doesn't want you to be an arguer, right? You don't have to be right, you know. And so he's going to speak to you, but we have to cooperate with him. We can't argue. Again, I told you, I've caught myself saying, well, why, you know, let's say, you know, you might say, well, how come I can't eat that? Other people can eat. Other people can eat what they want. Well, maybe they don't have the same issues as you. And the Holy Spirit's telling you, you need to close the refrigerator. You need to keep driving straight. You don't need to go to that buffet, to that all-you-can-eat buffet. You asked me to help you to control your appetite. So he's going to help us avoid the situations and the scenarios that work against us and what our goals are or what the goals of the Holy Spirit is. Let's say you're jealous or envious, right? And you might think something like God will say, just be happy for them. And you might think in your head, why do I have to be happy for them? Why do I have to be happy for them? I don't have what they have. How come I don't have what they have? You know, and the Holy Spirit's telling you, no, that's not good. That's not cool. You need to be happy for them. You need to call them and congratulate them, right? You need to call them and join in their joy of the good that just happened in their lives, right? And so we have to make sure that we're always cooperating with the power of God. Amen? Maybe you hold grudges, okay? And I'm saying all this because we have to pay attention. First of all, we can't do these things by ourselves, okay? We need God's help. At least I do. I know I need God's help, especially if I grew up with these things. If when we grow up with these certain feelings, negative feelings towards people, then they have it's like ingrained in us, and we have a tendency to continue to do it even once we get born again. So everything's not automatic, okay? Perhaps you're the type of person who holds grudges, right? Again, God's inner jail. He's working in us to will and to do his good pleasure. Do you think God wants you jealous? Do you think that the Lord wants you envious? That you think the Lord wants you overweight, right? Do you think that God wants you to argue with people? Do you think that God wants you to remain the type of person that always has to win an argument instead of just walking away? The Holy Spirit will tell you, just walk away. Just walk away. If you hold grudges, you might say, well, you don't know what they did to me. Of course God knows what they did to you. But that's not the point. The point is God has given you a way of changing so that you don't hold grudges. And you might say, you don't know what they did to me. And the Holy Spirit, he tells you, you need to forgive them. You need to forgive them. And then we will go to bed, wake back up, we're still holding a grudge. Go to bed, wake up, still holding a grudge. We're not cooperating with the Holy Spirit. My whole point is, God always wants to help us. He always wants to help us. And the Bible says that he who has begun a good work in you is going to perform it, or is going to finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. We are not finished. That's why he's going to keep performing it. That's why he's going to keep working in us, actively working in us every minute of every day. The Holy Spirit is in us trying to help us be like or act like a son of God. Amen? So, although there is a divine release of power working in you to bring about change and transformation, things that you've even prayed for, we do not want to resist and refuse and rebel. We want to flow with the power of God that is flowing and working in us. Amen? We don't want to frustrate God's grace. We don't want to frustrate the energy that he supplies to us. So that means that we need to pay attention. I'm telling you tonight, I encourage you to pay attention. Are there things about your character that you do not like, that you know are not godly, and God wants you to change those things? You need to know that God is in you to help you, and to not ignore his instructions, to not ignore God's leadings as we are going through these growing processes. Amen? So I'm going to end with this. I want to just ask you, can you think of areas in your life where the Holy Spirit has been trying to work in you to make changes, but your flesh keeps putting up a fight? Can you think of areas in your life where you know that the Holy Spirit is convicting you of, pointing out to you, but your flesh keeps fighting? Your flesh keeps resisting the work that God is trying to do in you. Come on now, I know we all have something to list. Amen? Even if it's one thing, it's still one thing. Or can you name a specific area in your life where you've been murmuring and complaining about the changes that God is requiring that you make? Right? That's a sign that he is trying to work in you. Amen? And you, so the last thing we want to do is we don't want to make it more difficult for those things to happen in our lives. by our resisting, by our not cooperating with the Holy Ghost, murmuring and complaining. Well, why do I have to do that? Why can't they? Why do I have to forgive first? Why do I always have to be the giver, right? And God's trying to teach you something. Maybe you're not as giving as you think you are, right? But you think you're the one that's always giving. God's always trying to get us to a place where we have more patience, where we have more insight, where we have more power, and where we walk more in love than we did the day before. Amen? And the way that we're used to walking. And so we just want to cooperate with God. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray in Jesus' name tonight that you would begin to clearly point out to us the areas in our lives where you've been trying to help us, and we have complained, we have resisted your help, we have frustrated ourselves because of our stubbornness or our desire to hold on to these character flaws. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would point every one of them out in our lives so that we can begin to walk free, so that we can begin to walk in peace, so that we can begin to walk in victory, so that we are not defeated by anything, any works of the flesh. God, we're not supposed to walk in the flesh. You've called us to walk according to the Spirit. Amen? So, Heavenly Father, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are always working in us to bring about our change for good. We thank you for it. We repent for not cooperating. We repent for being stubborn and causing ourselves misery and discontentment. And we just thank you so much for all your help for us to walk victorious in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Well, I hope something helped you. And just the fact knowing that word worketh means it's nonstop. It's always, he's always working. It's present tense. God working in you is present tense. That means it's every second, every minute, every hour, every day. He is working in you to help you. Amen. All right, everybody. I'll see you next week. Love you. Bye.